Ed, are you Edwin or Edward?
We're on the air. I'm Ed. Edwin. We're on the air. Thank you. Andy Dickey, Jill Smiley.
Hello.
Isaac Dickey. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be
on. I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Folks, this kid has gotten big. I don't get to see a lot of your children. And I got to meet Isaac as you were a young man. What's this going on, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
How old are you now? Yeah. How old are you now?
17.
Great day. Yeah. He was a child. You were campaigning. I think we're campaigning for Stephen then.
We were.
Stephen Reynolds. And, you know, kid was out there handing out paraphernalia. I mean, it's in his blood, man. I'm worried about this child. Let's get this thing on the air. We're running just a little bit late. No problem. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. We've got some wonderful guests with us going to be telling us about what's going on and things that are happening right here in our community. But for right now, I am Edwin Lee Raymer. Yes, I'm still a private investigator, at least for now. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
All right, and this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and thank you for listening, everyone. My name is Ed Raymer, your host, and right here, coming to you from WGNS is where this little broadcast is produced, right here off the square. 100.5, 101.9, 1450 AM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight with your questions, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send us a text to that number. And Connor, who's on the board doing a good job for us, as always, will be glad to read it for us over the air, or he'll give it to one of us. We'll be glad to read it. Now, my guest this evening, Jill Smiley. You see her. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, she's on the right in the white shirt. You see Andy, and you see Isaac right here. He's in a pink shirt, good-looking young man. And then you see moi.
Let's elaborate.
Thank
what
you.
A handsome
okay,
man.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Man.
Legend in his own time.
Yeah.
We will be ending the show on that point, folks. Thank you all
good
for
night.
Tuning.
Thank you.
That would be the finest show I've ever had. Thank y'all. Seriously, you can listen to us on the air, on radio, the good old-fashioned radio, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM. And you can find us, yes, on Facebook Live. You can find us on YouTube. You can download all of our shows that are there. Go to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show on YouTube. You can watch on News Radio. News Radio WGNS or something like that on YouTube, something like that, whatever. And get all the other programming. And I didn't here on WGNS. I didn't get to see Angela. I got here late. I was sitting in line at the coffee place, and Andy sent me a note, and I sent him one back. I'll be there maybe. I don't know.
She hung around for you.
She hung around. Well, she always prays for my guests, so y'all have been blessed.
She gave up on you.
I know she did. And you can download the WGNS app, take WGNS with you wherever you go, listen whenever you wish, and listen to Angela's show. Her and Angie Renee are doing a great job with simplicity. Jason Qualls does financial coaching through the week, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, doing a great job there. Been at it for a few years now. And many other programs. Mike Sparks is on at 5 o'clock here on Sundays. Haven't had a chance to talk to Mike lately, but I guess he's doing all right. And, you know, many other folks that are on. So check us out. And, you know, Angie and them are doing a great job with the folks they're helping. Now, my guests this evening are here. They were here just a few weeks ago. Andy Dickey, you have been in Washington, D.C. What kind of riot is going on up there, and how bad was it? Did you fight
mayhem
with the cops? You were arrested, no doubt.
Mayhem.
It's deader than a doornail, I can tell you that.
Why?
Well, you know.
Who wants to go?
Who wants to go when somebody's putting on a fake performance about crime? And
I know.
I get full disclosure, I lived there a long time.
Sure.
Not with this boy to the right of me, but with his brother and his mother. And it's an expensive place to live.
Sure, so it is. Yeah.
20 years ago, we were paying $3,000 a month for rent, and then a further $500 for the cars, you know, like to park them in the garage.
Oh, man.
In the
yeah, that all adds up, sure.
Yeah, so I think it's all bogus, to be honest. I mean, having lived there and visited there regularly, I mean, I'm there 5 or 6 times a year, maybe. What would you say, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
For business.
Sure. Right.
And you know, in a normal time, there's 17 police agencies looking over the district in some form or fashion.
I know we were talking about this, folks. List some of these. You got CIA, FBI. Go on, Andy.
District police, Capitol police, Park police. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. You know, their version of the Highway Patrol, which does all the parkways, and you know,
but it's full of badges and guns.
Yeah. So what happened was
men and women,
all of them. So here's the reality of it. They started to gentrify the place about 25 years ago,
okay.
Which means you push all the poor people out and all the rich people come in, right?
Right.
They pushed them all to Prince George's County, and shorthand for that in the area is PG County. They pushed them all down the Green Line, which they have a metro, a subway. They pushed them all down the Green Line. And then occasionally, you know, some kids who were disadvantaged or whatever, looking for trouble, they'll come into the district and rob people.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
But these were 15-year-old children.
Yes.
Robbing someone named Big Balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his official name.
He was 19 years old.
It is. That's
and
right.
It was a 4-year difference. I was a high school teacher for a long time. So this is the equivalent of a freshman beating up a senior. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And I think
okay.
Anybody that would make a fuss about it is embarrassing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling me I'm afraid to go out of my house. I'm so scared of everything. You know,
well,
these are the type of people that caught on.
You're saying it, my friend. You know,
you know the type. They're the people exactly. that caught on to these kind of things.
It's not the reality, right. though. We're not living like that. They can live like that, but they're creating it for themselves with their own, you know, ideas of what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you this. DC, one thing that I learned is that it's not the North and it's not the South, even though it sits pretty much in the South. It's where everybody comes together. Nashville's a bit like that, too, you know? And if
Nashville itself is.
Yeah, it is. I was born and raised there. It's like that my whole life. The country people that live in the D.C. area, and I know a lot of them, they're laughing their heads off about all this. Like, what in the world are we we letting happen? You know, it's all for show.
Because I mean, you do have people that shop and work and live there.
And
they live.
They're
that's
struggling
they,
because the tourism's not. First wave was the layoffs.
Right.
The second wave now is they're killing tourism. So. You know, look, I say keep going.
This is part of the fascism playbook.
Yeah, you have to touch.
I think you're right.
Touch the hot stove. I say to all of them, go on and touch the hot stove. You think it's one way? We're about to find out. Let's find out.
How do you feel? What about and Lee naturally has signed on with this thing, sending what?
Yeah.
200.
One of the first 4 states.
Yeah, one of the first 4.
Where are the pictures?
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I'm an Army brat. You know this about me, Ed.
Yeah.
And we had all the parades and we had all the gatherings. Yeah, and all their yellow ribbons in the early 90s. I want to know where those are for these boys that they sent to D.C.
Maybe we don't think that what they're doing is worthwhile.
That's why you don't see their pictures on Facebook.
Senator Whitehouse said on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, you know, it would be great. Put them in the offices.
Uh-huh.
Let them shuffle some papers. Let them walk back and forth. Let them run errands. Deliver. You know what I'm saying? Be the go-to guys.
Yeah, tick
you
the box.
You got free labor there. Take advantage of it. Don't get them off the street. Because as I understand, does the police department have power over those guys?
No.
Well, no. Who does? Trump?
The Congress. Supposedly Congress. So Congress
well,
runs
the district. Bang up job.
Who's impotent?
Yeah. So okay. Congress is supposed to run the district. You know, so they're supposed to run the district and they approve all the budgets.
Chuck Schumer said, F word, no, not happening. But that's as strong as we can get from the Democratic Party right now.
Sure.
So I don't know. It just depends on what it all comes down to. Do you believe in freedom in practice or freedom on paper? I think a lot of people on the right believe it in it on paper, but not in practice. And
not
a lot
in
of
practice. No,
yeah. I mean, I just did. I grew up in Tennessee. It's the capital of live and let live.
We aren't romanticists, you know, like, okay.
If it's gone, it's gone.
Well, the whole idea of what it takes to be free or, you know, what it takes to be American. We know the realities of that. I feel like these people it's playtime, you know, just.
Yeah, I want to speak to your son, Isaac. I want to ask you something. How old are you?
17.
you're senior now?
Yes, sir.
17. You are senior. Going to high school when I went. Now, believe it or not, they had high schools back then. I know you probably don't believe that. But, I mean, it's got to be an entirely different experience. My nephew told me about it right up here several years ago now. The drills you carry out mm-hmm. for active shooters mm-hmm. in a school scene where you have to run out and zigzag and hands on your head and all that
no.
stuff.
No.
That was at Blackman. That was at Blackman.
I did one of those in elementary school, yeah.
Sure.
What?
They're
taught
exercises.
For 12 years. I mean, I have not heard about
they
this.
Evacuated us and then sure. took us across the street.
Right.
And, yeah.
I've done some crazy stuff, but I never knew about
this. I did not know about
it
either, but our children at that time were out of school. And Tanner was telling me about it. I could not believe it.
These people in charge.
I know.
And see, this was maybe 5 years after Sandy Hook, and so everybody was still freaking out.
That's wonderful. What did you get from that?
Nothing.
Okay.
How does this affect... you got friends in school, undoubtedly. How are things nowadays? From a student's perspective, you're a sharp kid.
Everybody's immune to all of it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
good.
So we're really the first generation that that dealt with this from
right.
K through 12. And so we're kind of getting to the point where, you know, we're not taking it seriously. And I hate to say it's pointless, but in a way it is, because we had our first drill of the year a couple weeks ago, and everybody just sat up against the wall and was chuckling and laughing and pretending like they'd been shot and bleeding out. So, I mean...
Now, when you say you're not paying attention, you mean you're not paying attention to the President of the United States, or you're just not paying attention to the whole system? And I don't mean you're turning your back on it. I don't mean that in that sense. But you just think it's a waste of time. Some students do. Not you, obviously. You wouldn't be here tonight.
No. I don't think it's a waste of time.
Sure, sure.
But I can see why it's perceived that way.
I think it's weird that, first of all, Isaac goes to a top school.
Sure he does.
Central Magnet
right,
School.
Central Magnet.
Top in
My
the
nephew
country.
Graduated from there.
Top
yeah.
three or four?
What was
no,
it's top
just,
three or four.
It was just ranked number three. Nation,
yeah, it's
in
top.
The nation.
Yeah, it is.
And in these schools, having taught as a teacher, like, whenever you do a drill of any sort over and over and over again, you desensitize the people to it. That's just
right.
That's what
okay.
happens. So
I'll
it's just
agree with
that's
you.
A natural thing. And so, but he's very passionate, very about guns in schools and school shootings.
Right.
So, what is it when we're doing these things just to check these boxes? Yeah, we're doing these drills, but the kids that even are so passionate about it that they don't want to see this happen and they want to stop it are not taking it seriously. I'm not saying that there's a place to blame, but there's a lot of questions. We're not,
sure.
We might not be doing things right.
Okay. Isaac?
I hate to say it, but I think the drills, when you compare what we're doing in the drills compared to the incidents that we've seen in real life, it just doesn't match up.
Okay.
You know,
fair
I,
enough.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the classroom I was in a couple weeks ago when we did it, it was sit your back to the wall. Well, if you sit your back to the wall in the actual situation, you're probably getting shot. And I hate to be that blunt about it, but that's
more
just
than
the
likely.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
So. It just makes you question. I mean, not completely what is the purpose of the drill, but really, how effective is it?
Why are we just checking boxes?
Exactly.
And not,
that's
and
what
not
it is.
Making. Moves that really save lives.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what the kids are frustrated with. And I taught during these times too, where we all get holed up in a classroom and we talk about, oh, I'm going to take this stapler and I'm going to take these scissors and I'm going to do this and do that. And it's really, it's not a fun conversation. And we have to do
no,
it.
No, it's not.
We have to
it's
do
not.
It once a month, really.
Sure.
You know, right. And so this is education today in America. And it's because we have, let's look at the difference between our country and the rest of the countries in the world.
Exactly.
Look at that and tell me what it is. I won't even say what it is.
Sure.
You know?
How long have you been out of the game now, Jill? I mean, you were teaching.
I taught for 12 years and I left in 2021.
Okay. So about 4 years.
Yeah.
So less than 5 years.
Yeah.
But it evolves. It changes every day.
Yeah, I mean, you have to... it's very lively with the culture of what students are going through. And I mean, they are on the front edge of everything cultural and new technology and new social media. So you have to be very involved in listening. And it's what they're bringing is not quite, you know, I don't know what our fears are.
Sure.
With with what's happening, we need to really be afraid of how much these kids are spending time on their phones, on computers, and we can't really parent them.
Right, Isaac, are you allowed to have a phone in school?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Well, that's not you know, that's qualified.
Well,
so.
He you keep it in your locker?
Well, no. He goes to Central Magnet School, and they are enforcing the district policy relentlessly. But that's okay. Not the case throughout Rutherford County.
Yeah. Is that right?
Well, we have
It had to be uniform throughout the county.
It's supposed to be, but we have five children. See, that's the little catch. You know, you can catch little things like that.
Yeah.
When you got, we've got a child at University of Tennessee, Blackman High School, Central, and two at Blackman Elementary School. And
okay.
at Blackman High, just, and I love the school. That's why we bought the house where we did.
Sure.
There are some teachers that are much more lax, and we were hoping they'd be tougher on the phone policy.
The problem is it shouldn't come down to the teachers.
I agree.
It should, and I, as a teacher right. in the classroom for yeah. 12 years, we got enough on our plates.
Right.
We have to teach.
Now, what type of weapon did you carry in school, Jim?
Books.
Books.
Okay.
And pencils.
Yeah.
And pens. So you know, that's what like, I'd like to stick to.
I had, as you know, Frank and Carrie Lambert, they're with the libraries. I've had them on, and Frank teaches at MTSU. Mm-hmm. And I played a tape of Keith Richards. He was interviewed at New York Public Library. This is some years ago, a few years back. And he was talking about how over in Great Britain, during wartime, you had the library that was built basically first, and then the town grew up around it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, and there was a reason for that. He said, we're not keeping all these books for nothing, you know.
Yeah, it's the records of who we are.
And does the Rutherford County Library have any Library of Congress? Because I wonder what books they'd like to ban there.
Yeah.
Or better yet, let's go to the Vatican.
Yeah.
You want to ban some of their books. Because at my last recollection, they were the largest collector of pornographic materials in the world.
The Vatican's really very progressive in just how a lot of things. It's so funny that we're doing what we're doing when they understand things better.
She made this point at home the other day that the Vatican's more progressive with their book policy than Rutherford County School Board.
Yeah, it really is. Well.
I'd love it if Caleb Tibble would call in and talk about that, you know?
Caleb's not going. No, I don't think we have to worry about any of the Republicans calling in here. Jill Smiley's my guest, along with Isaac Dickey and his daddy, Andy Dickey. Unfortunately, they drug him along. And friends, all glad to have him here. We're going to go to our first break if we can. We'll call her. We'll be right with you when we get back. Ed Raymer, stay with us. Back with you after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You are on live. Go ahead.
It's Ray with Jeff Neal.
Well, hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to say you guys were talking about the different stuff. I know the cell phone thing was supposed to be a statewide ban, but what I've read is that kids are taking an extra phone to school and then getting away, getting around it. What I've heard, they're taking two phones, still have one during the day. It's supposed to be like put up, you know, during the day, and then after school's over, they get it after school day. But every county had to have their own, every county system had to have their own policy, is what it basically.
Okay.
They say they're getting around it now by bringing some kids, not everybody, but we're bringing two phones to school and using one or something.
Getting around it by taking two phones.
They don't have to even do that.
No.
I hear you. They're getting around it, Jeff, by just bringing their phone to school and not having a zero tolerance policy. Let's pretend it's a gun. You're allowed to have your gun when lessons are over and between school bells and, like, you know, just, it's just.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's a lot to police.
Yeah. Jeff, you're right. Like, they have ways around it, but they don't need a second phone.
They don't.
Yeah.
They can do it with one.
I mean, that's what I read. But I was going to say, you're talking about there was a guy they caught him with one of the high school football games, you know, Friday night, they caught him with the gun. He said he was going to shoot some players at the ball game. They caught him with the gun.
Oh, yeah.
You have got to be going. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, this gun thing is weird.
Sounds like we got too many guns.
We're going to shoot some players over at the game, don't we? So they have on the news this weekend. Said he had a great game, football game, for whatever county it was. I mean, what county it was.
Well, everybody knows what my position is. I've owned guns. We have guns, you know, but I've seen so much of it. I'm just about ashamed to say I even own a gun anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Why? You mean you own a hammer, right?
It's ridiculous.
Like,
I mean, it's
this
got
is
ridiculous.
My giveaway with, you know, all this stuff is that. So I'm born and raised in the South by some really country people.
Sure.
We viewed it as a tool.
That's what
so
you did.
So all these guys that are doing all this collecting and getting excited, you know, it makes
like getting excited about your hammer. And
yeah,
your
I got a brand new hammer and some nails, and let's go build a bar.
Who's getting shovel and hammer tattoos?
Like,
you know?
And I mean it,
these
Ed.
Friggin' weirdos.
Well, I do have a hammer and sickle tattoo. Does that mean
that's a whole other conversation, Ed.
That's a whole other
conversation. You're going to get run out of town now.
But it's just such a, for me growing up, just probably like Jeff and like you, it was just a basic tool of life.
Oh, Lord, like I said, when I was in school in the 70s, you walked out after school, kids had, we had gun racks in the back of the trucks.
That was even in the 90s.
And the guys had a rifle hanging there, kids did.
Yeah, I mean, and nobody talked about it. It didn't make you cool or it was just a fact of life.
It was just the way it was.
Like having a tire iron.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we're fighting for our Second Amendment rights, and we're getting all excited, and you're so cool. I really like your pink AR-15, and you know, like, where did when did this all happen?
Well, we got to be careful. Hillary will want to take all those away.
I was a man before all this, and I'll be a man after it.
But I went to, I was going to tell you, y'all talking about the book vibrator a couple weeks ago. I was reading newspaper online too. That the Sumner County the Library Board met. Okay, at a meeting. Hey, you know, however often they meet. All right, they were going to take out books with, like this, you know, you talked all the, they were going to take books with LGBTQ. And,
sure,
you
know, yeah.
So they were going to take them out, and they voted.
Yeah.
The vote. You know what the vote was?
Yeah.
It was 4-3 to keep them in.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Keep them in. And they raised why they said, because we don't want no lawsuit. And the director of the library board, they said, Ash, did you talk to the attorney? He said, yeah, he didn't really, I guess he didn't have much response to her. And she said, well, we're basically responding in charge of what goes to the library, and they voted to keep them in instead of taking them out.
It's a First Amendment,
right.
It's the First Amendment.
They didn't want no lawsuits. Well, they didn't want no, somebody always ACLU like replicating. They didn't want them coming down suing them.
Yeah. That's right.
Suing them for the First Amendment right violation.
Well, that's pretty basic, really, you know.
Yeah, so they was for it. They voted to keep them in and everything. So that was kind of interesting, I thought. You know, to keep me instead of taking them. It's all normal. It's always so just take them out and be take them out. You know, be done with it and all that.
Jeff, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem. Take care. And I know DC's rough. I've been.
It's not rough. It's not rough.
No man, they're rich as all get out, dude.
Talk to
us. You know, next is gonna be Chicago next. Right?
We just got back from there.
Chicago. Let's go on a vacation. We'll have fun.
We've got to get rid of every Democrat first. That's what Trump's got.
We'll go have so much fun. We'll hug.
I'll buy you a Chicago dog.
Thank you, Jeff.
Chicago dogs and pizzas, y'all.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Go to Philly and get a good cheesesteak. Thank you, Jeff Neal, for calling. I appreciate that. Okay. How many guns, Isaac, do you own?
Myself, zero.
Yourself, zero.
But I've seen their dad, because they wanted to know, you know, and he showed them how to handle them and what they look like.
There's always a nat with boys, especially, there's a natural curiosity.
And then you also take them to a shooting range. You teach them how to do it.
You want to be safe, you know.
Sure.
Especially if they come in contact with it. It's just the same thing with
it. If I were to give my kid a chainsaw, I'd tell him how to use it.
Yeah, you read my mind. I was going to say, if I tell him to go use a chop saw, I better give him a tutorial.
Yeah,
you know
it'd
what
probably
I mean?
Be a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I think so. Sure.
So that's the way our family views it. It's a tool. Anybody that gets super excited about it is probably a weirdo.
But it is a tool to kill
people. Yeah, more than likely.
It's a tool to kill people. That's
chainsaws
what
chainsaws aren't designed that to kill people, you know, all these things. So it's the
Sure.
It's a very important tool.
Yeah, kids don't believe what you see in the movies.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and I said this, and I'm going to say we're going to move on to something else. I pulled a gun on a young man once. And about a week or 10 days after that, I quit carrying a gun.
Yeah.
Until you have actually pulled a gun on another human being. And I could have possibly something tragic could have happened, all because I thought I was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
You don't want to take a
no,
life unless
I'm
you
not,
have to. Right?
I'm not going to put myself in prison and take another person's life over principle. Okay, I'm just not going to do it.
Or property.
Yeah, I'm not going to do well. No, over property. Now, wait a minute. Over property.
I'm not going to do it over property.
No,
I won't kill someone over property.
No. I don't want to, you know, but you know what I'm saying. I did. And then I went back to carrying a small piece for a few years, and it got heavy, and you have to keep up with it and keep up. As you should. You got to know where it is every single second. And if I went in the courthouse, I had to lock it in
the
glove box.
If you live in my neighborhood, I'll call it out.
You know,
I'll tell it right now, Ed. I live in Berkshire and Blackman on the west side. And a huge portion of the guns on the street right now in the hands of criminals come from that neighborhood.
My
neighbors leaving loaded weapons and unlocked cars.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I got crucified.
And they're from California, by the way.
Yeah, most of them are from California and Indiana and Alabama and places other than Tennessee, you know, like. And they're just leave them in an unlocked car, and then they're
because they did that out in California.
Yeah, because they did it in California, and they come on the neighborhood Facebook page crying, saying, "Oh, somebody broke into my car." I'm like, "Well, where I come from, when somebody breaks into your car, there's broken glass, you know?"
Right. No, they just open the door.
Yeah, they just lift the door open, and then there it is, everything—the iPhone, the weapons, everything. So you know, like people want the bang to fit everything and not be heavy. Mm-hmm. They want to do whatever they want and not have to deal with any of the consequences, and that's where we are with guns. I want my guns.
And I'm telling you.
Yeah, I want my guns. I don't care what happens to anyone else but me.
Had a friend that posted this, and I want to go over this. And Andy, we were talking about this before we came in. Middle Tennessee Lake Rutherford County Sheriff's Department seeks to sign a what is called a 287 parenthesis G ICE contract to enforce federal immigration laws. Tennessee Highway Patrol already has signed one. Public Safety Committee meeting is tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. They're not going to advertise that very loudly.
No.
Monday, tomorrow the 25th, the Rutherford County Courthouse, second floor. To sign up for public comments, call public comment on the sheriff's report, 898-7745, obviously 615, area code 898-7745. Please show up even if you do not sign up to speak. They were on the MTSU campus, I think Saturday, 11 unmarked Murfreesboro Police Department cars, 8 stops, all persons pulled over were people of color, can't speak to them all, but 2 were pretextual stops, made up excuses to ask for immigration status. Kids, don't get your tan too dark.
And don't feel like you need to stand up and do something about it. Like, white people need to stand up for this stuff. This is This is not a brown people.
No, it's ridiculous.
No, they need to say what they, you know, do what you need to do to get out of that situation. And this is not your fight. You guys have done enough.
I know.
You've done enough.
Like, let's be real about what happened with Abrego Garcia. I mean, so I grew up in Woodbine on the south side of Nashville.
Okay.
And that's where he was housed, in the Davidson County Jail.
Right.
They're on the border between Woodbine and Antioch.
Your feelings on him?
Well, I'll tell you. Like, basically...
He's a bus driver.
He was a bus driver. So the way the system works is a coyote brings you to the border. You pay a certain amount of money for that.
Okay.
And then somebody takes you where you got to go in the United States.
Right.
That person that takes you where you got to go... That was Abrego Garcia. So okay. He was a bus driver.
He was a bus driver.
So people say, oh, they're committing all these crimes. Well, guess what? Everybody in the van that he was driving is guilty of an administrative violation. Now, you can say you hate immigrants and you want to, you know, illegal immigrants, blah, 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 blah.
You can be a bad person and say all those things.
Yeah, you can say all those things. But in the end, the law says that's just an administrative violation. So... What they did to that guy, sent him to CCOT in El Salvador.
Sure.
Bad. They did that to a person who was a bus driver for a bunch of administrative violators. That, I mean, by the U.S., if you care about the law, that's what the law says.
We're a nation of laws, right?
Right. Yeah.
Supposed to be. Used
We're
to
supposed
be.
To be. So that's what we did. So this fact that it's happening here in Murfreesboro doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the one hand, I want to feel really bad. I spent my whole life in the construction business, you know.
Right. Like,
these are my brothers. I mean, I've slept on the floor with them on the road pouring concrete. But at the same time, if we go into St. Rose of Lima here in Murfreesboro and ask all of them how they vote, that's a different story. They voted for this, and now they're wondering why it's happened. The ones who can vote and legally vote.
This is the problem we're having.
This is the problem we're having. They asked for this because they voted for the guy.
I'm glad you got Isaac here. Isaac, do any of your students ever mention this in school?
Yes.
What are their feelings? Yay or nay, if I might ask?
I would say I would say it's pretty 50-50 in my school, and I would say that 50% really want the Mexicans gone, and that 50%, you know, think we should be a little more graceful. But what I would tell the 50% that wants all the Latinos gone, everybody always wants to blame them.
Sure.
But how about some members of Congress propose a law that if any business owner is caught knowingly bringing illegal immigrants into this country for cheaper labor,
agreed,
that they serve federal prison time.
Here, 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 yeah. Here.
Like certain, mayors of certain cities.
Maybe,
you know,
there's a lot of white people with lots of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of white people with money in this town
that are not dealing with
these
any of the negative fallout from this.
Yeah,
I'd love to see that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac for mayor.
I have a feeling that a lot of this would kind of take care of itself.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I hear in California, and we were talking about California, we were talking about Gavin News before we come on. But there are people in the southern part of the state that they cross the border in the morning, they go work, they're not citizens, and they've done this now for years. And they go work in a farm, wherever it may be, in California. And then in the evening, after when they get off, they go back home across the border.
Yeah, we have a visa program for just that.
I don't know if they've even got visas, some of them.
No, they do.
Do they? You know,
yeah, we have.
And then we have people from the state of California, where it may, and they cross the border to go work in, you know, somewhere. And then in the evening, they come back. I don't get, what is the problem?
The problem is racism. I mean, honestly, really the real problem. Sure. And the people throw that around, but it's true. So the first entity to ever bring Latinos into Middle Tennessee, aside from horse people in Shelbyville, I'm talking about Nashville,
I know,
in the city.
Yeah, sure.
Gaylord, Opryland, the Grand Ole Opry. All
right.
They're the ones that brought them in. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, and that is a, you know, staunchly conservative organization as a corporation.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to have convenient memory loss that we did this and now this has happened and we're going to pretend like it didn't happen because it's not fashionable anymore. But that's a cornerstone of fascism. They do what's fashionable. You know,
if the dear leader
says it's okay, then it's okay. If tomorrow he says it's not okay, it's not okay.
We go by what he says.
Yeah, we go by what he says.
Well, I have no principles.
I told you all a while ago, and I'm serious, and I swear to you, I swear to the goodness, I don't try to put myself on any type of pedestal. Never have, never will, don't want to. But our son runs a daycare, and he has for many years. And when I saw that one of his workers was carrying, and it's a good fella, was carrying his identification, his passport, his visa, whatever it was, with him, kept it in the glove box of our son's truck, just in case, this is 2 or 3 years ago, before this mess with Trump came back, to be properly identified. I was embarrassed. My heart sank. I know now what that's saying. What was it? Oh, my heart sank. I thought, yeah, sure did. No, it did. My heart sank. I thought, man.
You know, but with this
administration, don't have to have identification
come
to my eye.
My heart sinks all the time. Like, I can't even pin it on one thing. Like, it's just this administration, I'm constantly sinking. Like, I don't know if there's a bottom.
I want the rules to apply to everyone.
Yeah,
and I want them to be retroactive,
fair and even.
And
if that's
the case, maybe a couple of his spouses don't make the cut. You know,
if immigrants are bad, then let's look at Donald Trump and who he brought into this country personally.
Yeah. Well, two of the three are immigrants.
For one.
Yeah, she came on Einstein. Are you kidding me? Does that woman look like a brilliant? No, she was a pornographer, like model. She modeled with her finger in places.
In the nude, you know, like in the nude all the time.
You know.
So I saw the film.
But she's Einstein. Know?
But the bus.
She's Einstein.
I'm not lying to you. No, I saw it.
But
the bus driver,
we're going to kick the bus driver out.
We're going to kick out the people that really keep
the concrete finisher.
That keep the whole point of immigration is to keep the wheel in motion. We've got a country that has to run. And so you have a number of people that you got to make that work. And if you're kicking them all out, that's not going to run anymore.
Right.
That's where we are. So go ahead. I mean, but at the same time, I say do it. But I'm also, like, I think this is not our top priority because a lot of those immigrants and their families and their supporters voted for this.
Yes. I know. And you're exactly right. They love him.
So
they need to.
The very people he'll have on a plane going home are the people that voted for him.
Anybody who needs to touch the hot stove and feel how hard it hurts, I'm all for it.
Good. Okay.
Like during the first Trump administration,
yeah,
one of the biggest supporters in this state of Donald Trump was the county mayor of Wayne County, and the things you would read that he would say and all these things, you know, pro Trump this or that. Then you find out the guy's Filipino. Like, you know, if he has some ill effects, like he's a Filipino American and he's touting all this, like, good. Whatever happens in that case, just whatever happens, happens then.
Who elected this guy?
Yeah, the citizens of Wayne County. Yeah, like, I mean...
How is that Kennedy?
Okay, folks, look, I got to go get a glass of water. Jim,
a lot to work on.
Jim, I see your text. I'm going to talk to you later, okay? Don't worry, buddy. We got somebody listening. And he's texting me personally. I know, you know. Hey, let's go to our last break, Connor, if we could. The Dickey family is here, and they're not happy with each other or the way things are going at all. Yeah, we may need an attorney to call in before this is over. Isaac, stick with me, son. Be safe here. They're all here. Andy Dickey, his wife, Jill Smiley. Isaac, you're here. Thank you all. Connor's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer. Back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back, and we have about 10 minutes left. Jill, Reed, what did you just read on the phone? We're back to phones again in school.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I taught for 12 years in high school classrooms, and it was a big issue growing.
Sure.
When I started teaching in 2007, 2006.
Right.
And I was a believer in kids need to learn how to, you know, self-police themselves with phones.
Sure.
Well, here we are today where we have a Tennessee ban on phones in instructional time. And it was supposed to be a big overhaul in a lot of school districts. But what I really believe is it's just bringing the bottom up. And it's still allowing for a lot of play between schools. Isaac's school has different policies than my son's school. And it's allowing for a lot of discrepancy, and it's going to affect education between the schools.
Isaac, I'm going to turn it over to you. Have you ever been on live radio before?
I've not. This is my first time.
So. Boy, you're talking about throwing a poor kid in the deep end of the pool. how do you feel about this? And how do some of your fellow students, what's the issue? Do y'all care? Really? Do you care?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we've gone from last year, basically, you know, there's no policy on phones, to this year, They've got to be away at all times during class, and there's no, you know, kind of separation or differentiation from that. And so I actually went and talked to the school board about this last week.
Right.
Because the law kind of says one thing, and Rutherford County policy says a very similar thing. It's almost as if whoever wrote the Rutherford County policy just took the state law and kind of moved some words around. But what's interesting is they're now enforcing things that are not in the state law or in the county policy. So what I mean by that is the state law and the county policy both say that there are to be no phones used during instructional time, which we could start a whole other debate about what instructional time really is as defined by the state law.
I'm sure Jill could, could comment on it. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
So we could have that debate, but so that's what the law and what the county policy says.
Okay.
That no two-way communication devices, that's what it says. And it does have some exceptions. It's unless in case of emergency, in the event of a student having an IEP or a 504, so basically them having a special exemption due to a medical condition.
Right, okay.
Or for educational purpose. But what we're seeing is that really that whole for educational purpose thing is not really turning out to be the case.
Right.
And on top of that, they've also banned the use of headphones completely. And so what we're seeing now is that there are a lot of resources that the county pays a lot of money for.
Sure.
I mean, our personal finance courses are run almost completely off of videos. And so now that they've banned headphones, students have been relinquished to basically reading the subtitles, which I don't think is maximizing learning. And, you know, we could say that about a few other things.
Okay. All right.
And there's an online hall pass system that we have to use. And many teachers are not using that right now because...
How do you use that if you're not allowed to use your phone?
Exactly. It makes it wholly inconvenient. And not every student even has a laptop right now.
It sounds like a lot of confusion.
It is. Yeah. And
this is some growing pains or something.
Yeah, from the new policy.
I talked to Mr. Tidwell after the board meeting last week.
From the school board, for those who don't know.
Yes,
yeah, he's on the school board.
And, you know, one thing I kind of noticed was it doesn't really seem that the director and the school board and, you know, maybe the administrators at school are even on the same page about it all.
Yeah. So what do you think? Hey, what do you think the downsides of using your phone? Do you think there are any downsides to using your phone at school? Like, why do we have do you think we have this policy to begin with?
So 100%.
As a state, it's a statewide thing.
Yes. So let me just say this. I think that overall, the banning of cell phones is a positive thing.
I think. Why do you feel it's a positive thing?
Student-to-student interaction has been at an all-time high. Student interaction in class has been at an... I mean, I'm talking post-COVID levels. Has been at an all-time high.
No, you'll note, Ed, he's getting excited about humans talking to other humans.
I know this is weird, but the first week of school, because he was upset and worried about it, like my son was too, the school band that for the phones.
Right.
But he'd come home and he'd be like, and he was like on cloud nine, because they're talking all day and they're doing the things that we used to do when we were in school.
That is why, and I'm telling you right now, and young man, let me say this to you, it is the reason people have approached me, why don't you do your show from home? Why don't you just do a podcast? Why don't you? No, I like being here.
Human interaction is
face-to-face, face-to-face interaction, you will never beat it.
Yeah, we know. Okay? When we walk into this is a historical place. We walk in here, we know what we're about to
we
get
hate
up
that
to.
It's gonna
yeah,
get torn
you know
down.
This is live. There's going to be a record
Elvis
of this.
Was here,
yeah.
Man.
You know, there's going to be a record of this, you know. And face-to-face interaction. A lot of people, we've seen people in restaurants, a family of four one night. My wife, I've told the story 1,000 times, and they're sitting there, and I looked at my wife, and I said, they ever talk to each other.
I started a Facebook parent group for the high school.
Sure.
Okay, real quick, and I asked about the cell phones, what they thought about it. I was surprised how many of them support their children having cell phones in school.
Sure. It was shocking. And the reason why is because they also have this addiction.
That's why.
And that's what it is. Yeah. Like, it's been studied, and we all pretend like it's not happening.
That's why they're supporting.
So if you,
TikTok.
Yeah. So if you do
just
the
really just having the phone, having the phone.
Yeah. Isaac just looked at me. You know, TikTok. You know, the TikTokers are something.
I think that's dying off.
I'm not on it.
I think it's dying off. I think it's it's become an extension of ourselves.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, if you, and we talked about this on the last show we were on, if you have a beer with any of these people from Silicon Valley, like the movers and shakers like I do, they don't let their kids use it because they know it's an addiction. And what it does is it generates dopamine in your brain, just like a drug.
Sure.
And then that's why the kids feel exhausted when they get it taken away or exasperated, you know, that kind of thing. It's a drug.
Which, again,
and I'm glad the state's banning it.
To elaborate on that, you have had beers with people from Silicon Valley because of your job, and this is what they say.
Yeah. They don't let their kids. To underline the point, they don't let their kids do it.
We've got a caller on the line.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead, please. Sorry to have you holding so long. Go ahead.
Ed, I hate to interrupt you. I've enjoyed this conversation immensely.
Okay.
Mark Riddle.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
The other day. Yeah, how you doing? I'm fine. I listen almost every week. Don't always call in because I hate to interrupt you.
No, I appreciate it. Go right ahead.
I want to say one thing. What sum it all up for me, what we've lost is common sense. Everything has to be a black and white rule. There's no judgment anymore. You can't just say what makes sense. It's got to be defined, and you can't vary from it, and I think that's sad.
I think that's pretty good. How do you feel about face-to-face interaction? I came by your office.
I love it. I grew up with it. I'm 70 years old. I didn't know anything about cell phones till, you know, the last few years. People have to remind me, hey, you can just take a picture of that and text it. They go, oh, yeah.
And we got these people living in the same world together.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to live together.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, I love that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, every now and then, some special situation, somebody needs a cell phone, it ought to be where you can deal with that rather than saying, nope, the rule is no cell phone, so it's out. You know, make some common sense decisions when somebody's in a situation that really does require it.
Mark,
you know, for one day, I don't mean forever.
I understand. I understand. And like I said,
somebody want to see you because their kid didn't get to have a phone.
Right. Okay. I wanted to say, too, I saw people once, it was a man and wife and two children, and they're all on their phone. I wonder if they ever talk to each other anymore.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
I've seen some sad scenes where it's not that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Having grown up where you sat at the supper table and all that, you didn't, you know, come and go, you had meals together. To me, it's amazing how bad it has gotten.
We need to get back to that.
My kids grew up with no contact with any people, no close contact. They grew up with all machines.
Sure. Right.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know, I always listen. If I can, I download and watch it and listen to it.
Mark, I want you to know, I appreciate the videos you send on TikTok. We just get the biggest kick out of them. Do you know what TikTok is, Mark?
I don't send anything to it. OnlyFans.
Don't feel bad. I'm in the tech business and I ain't on TikTok either.
I think, Mark, you might have accidentally hit some keys you shouldn't have, okay?
I do a little bit of Facebook for my bit. Well, actually, I got on it for my business. I do more personal than I should. But
right.
Anyway.
Okay.
All I know about TikTok is don't get your tax advice from there. It's
amen. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll be talking to you. Thank you, sir.
All right,
much appreciated. And I want to say this. A friend of ours, Steve Cates, has been a bit under the weather.
He has, yeah.
He said COVID. Steve, I don't know. I don't think Steve listens to the show, but if he is or some of you see him or talk to him in passing, wish him the best. I think he's on the other side of this thing.
He's doing all right. He's at Adams Rehab right now. He had a fall at the house. He didn't break anything or anything like
that.
But as you do when you go into a place like that, and we've been wrestling with that about the last 5 years of trying to keep him out of a communal setting, because whether you're at the hospital or rehab or nursing home, you're around a lot of people and a lot of specialists coming in and out.
You
can catch things, and it's a worthy goal to try to keep him out of it. We didn't manage to do it this time, and he seems to be doing all right. I talked to him for about an hour this morning. He's doing good.
Now, I've got another good friend that's here, and he's around a lot of people all day. Isaac, how are you all holding up? Are you back in school? Everybody's back in school?
Yep.
Okay.
The last few weeks now.
Now, this is your last year.
It is.
Do you have any class? Because my senior year was great. I didn't have, I think, one class, and I think it was a joke. I had all my credits in. No, I'm serious. I was a bright fella. And for that time of of the century. It was back in the last century. They weren't too strict back
then. In the 1900s.
Yeah. Hush.
We were there too. We were
right there with you.
No, but seriously, do you have a full load, so to speak, or what are you ready for college, or what are you going to do?
I've got a full load and I'm ready for college.
Tell them how many AP classes you're taking.
I've got 5 this semester and 7 total this year. So
that's insane. 7, by the way. I don't know how he does it.
Okay. So. Now,
and he's working too. He's an umpire in Smyrna Baseball League and other places.
Okay, so not only that, have you had this animosity toward your father long, or is this something you're doing just out of spite, or how are you doing? I mean, I think we better have a talk, you know? Have you ever considered getting into gambling or running numbers? That's good. No, seriously, what do you want to do in the future? Seriously. We've got 20 seconds.
Tell the truth.
I'm going to go to school. I'm probably going to get a finance degree.
Okay.
Maybe a little minor in political science if it works. I'm taking a few college government classes, so we could.
Economics, things of that nature, how things actually work.
Yep. And
he has a great background in a political action committee.
I've got a good friend. We're over on time, but I'm going to say this. A good friend said, we're not going to get together until mankind comes together. And I think... maybe right on that.
Yeah, we might be right.
Yeah, until mankind gets it together, we may be correct. And I'm going to tell you an amazing thing about economics, and I wonder if one of the leaders of one of the nations in the world knows this, the oil platforms that are out in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. The platform is made in South Korea. That's the top of the – and the bottom of the rig is made in Russia. Hmm. Or vice versa, whichever that is. Now, you go figure that out.
This sounds like a setup to a joke.
And when you... No, it's not a joke. No, it's not. No. You can see it on YouTube. No. I'm not kidding you. No.
What's the Russian deal?
I'm not kidding you. No. And if you go aboard the deck of this particular one, you must speak English. But there are a total of 7 different languages spoken on this platform.
Yeah,
and not only are they drilling for oil, there's gases and things that they drill. There's many different minerals.
Cruise ship works the same way.
It sounds like being smart and being well-rounded and worldly is the way to go, as our youth should, like Isaac is.
Isaac, tell us about it. You get the last word.
Well, I was actually just going to say something. So on your note about economics.
Yes.
I have a proposition.
Okay.
The state mandates an economics course for all high school students.
Okay.
Given the current policies of the president and the way certain people support it, I think maybe it would be wise to maybe remove that requirement and instead put a requirement of a tech literacy class. Hmm. Teaches when and how it's appropriate to use cell phones and how it's appropriate to use things such as AI.
Now, right here, as Ronald Reagan would say, is a good example of where we have failed in our public schools. Oh. Let's move on. That's how they don't want to. That's when a politician doesn't want to answer your question, okay?
Yeah.
Or reply to your statement. Yeah. Good statement. Good idea.
Great idea.
Not bad. Great
idea.
We
need it.
There's hope for America yet, folks. Stay with us, Isaac. Welcome. I'm glad you came up, son. It's good to see you again. Man, this kid's grown up. Andy, Jill, thanks to both y'all. Connor, thank you. Ed Raymer, we went over. I'm tired. I'm leading the board. It says big timer. Okay, whatever. And I'm over on time. Thank you all. Good night.